This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Monday, everyone. I hope you've had a beautiful weekend and that you're ready for a really clear week ahead. I don't know if this resonates with you. I have a feeling it will. But when I sat down just now to really meditate on the energy of the week ahead, I keep seeing this word. I keep feeling this word of clarity coming forward. There's something wanting to come through right now, I think, in the collective of releasing what doesn't serve us anymore so that we can feel more clear around where we are heading in life. So taking a moment right now, I would love for us to identify something we feel ready to release. And this can be a practice or a habit or something that you're immersed in on the daily that you feel just doesn't serve you anymore. It can be a relationship that isn't working anymore. It can be something old, like an old thought pattern or a limiting belief or maybe some past baggage or pain that you feel really done with processing right now. It can be something really simple, like maybe you have a little habit that you just know, hey, this served me at some point, but it's not anymore. Like maybe you're staying up half an hour or two late every day scrolling on your phone and it's like, hey, I actually think I'm done with that. It's time for me to just kick this little habit so I can go to bed at an earlier time and feel better in my day-to-day life, right? Something that we make bigger in our heads, but when we actually zoom out and we think about it, it's not that big of a deal. Maybe you're in a relationship where you're carrying a lot of burden, where there is something in that balance between the giving and the receiving of a relationship, where you just feel done and you want to release something you don't want to carry with you anymore. A lot of times I feel like the things that we should be focusing on releasing more than just the material and the outer stuff are the internal conversations that we're having with ourselves. If you have an inner voice that isn't very kind to you, maybe this is your sign to release that voice, to just be done with having all that negativity moving inside of you and release it once and for all so you can really invite a more loving space. Perhaps the thing you feel ready to release is an emotion. You feel sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. You feel sick and tired of feeling angry or depressed, or maybe there is an emotion you've been processing. And then this is the week where you just say, hey, I'm done with that, right? It's easy to get stuck in the practice of something. And it's important that we give ourselves enough space to get really objective and clear about what we are ready to release so that true clarity can come forward. So defining right now, what is that thing that you're ready to let go of? Trust me when I say there is something in your life right now that you are so freaking ready to release. Well, this is the week we let that thing go.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our intention this week is this. This week, I will identify what I'm ready to let go of so I can invite more clarity into my life. This week, I will identify what I'm ready to let go of to invite more clarity into my life. Get really clear on what you are ready to release and then make that commitment, set that intention, get really serious about that, be done with that thing, right? Drop that bad habit, make that change, ask for change in a relationship, ask for help if you need it, sit down and ask the universe to help you let this go. A beautiful way to invite some letting go into our daily practices is to actually sit down and pray for support in the ability to release. If you believe in God, universal love, great spirit, the universe, whatever works for you, sit down and actually ask, please help me let this go. We don't have to know exactly how letting go works. We don't have to have every single tool in the book, but we can ask for help in that. It's time you let this thing go so that you can get more clear about the life you want to live. Clarity is on the other end of that release for all of us. And I think this is a really good intention to set after this big full moon we just had, with everything going on in the world right now and all these things happening on the inside of each of us. Let's release what we're ready to release so that we can finally find clarity. I hope this intention really serves you. I hope you give yourself a moment every day to drop into that place of letting go or asking for help to let go. And I hope at the end of this week, we all feel a little more clear. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.